Will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Since Saturday's service in the Herrick Chapel, I've heard it noted by more than a few people that the memorial service for Dennis Haas was a very good memorial service. It was, wasn't it? I didn't have anything to do with it, so I'm not fishing for a compliment here. It was a very good memorial service. What do you think made it so? A few things come to mind. Dennis was remembered with sincerity and authenticity. Family and former students spoke of the Dennis that they knew with attention to his virtues and also acknowledging his humanity. We managed to say good things about Dennis without making him into some kind of a saint that no human being could possibly be. And we all left that service feeling as if the person eulogized was the person that we had known ourselves. So Dennis was remembered well. That helped to make it a good memorial service. Two, there was laughter and there were tears. Laughter and tears both. In Dennis's memorial service. The service was truly a celebration of the good life that Dennis lived, and a celebration of the hope that we have in the eternal promises of God. The joy and humor wasn't put on, it wasn't superficial in any way. And at the same time, we genuinely mourn a loss that we deeply felt. Our grief was as true as our joy. And I don't think that anybody leaving that service would say that our sincere lament in losing Dennis somehow turned that memorial service into some kind of dark and dismal wake. A good memorial service, I think, holds intention, loss, and hope, sadness and joy, tears and laughter. It's not one or the other of these things, but always both. So another good thing that made Dennis's memorial service a good service was the fact that we laughed and we cried. The third thing, and this is the last thing I'll mention, we worshiped God. We worshiped God in Dennis's memorial service. Funerals in the Christian tradition have historically been first and foremost about praising God, and secondarily about remembering and eulogizing the deceased. The funeral's very purpose historically was to deliver the body of the deceased from the care of the community to the care of God. The increasing frequency of cremation as a choice for the disposition of the decedent's body has removed the body from the worship space. And without the symbolic and ritual presence of the body, we have lost the traditional movement and drama of the funeral as an act of worship. So rather than walking with this person on his last few steps to God's care, we wind up using memorial services often to say nice things about the person that we have lost. But Dennis didn't want us to stand around and just say nice things about him. And he was a teacher unto the very last days of his life. So he developed a service of worship that held our focus on God rather than on him. Dennis knew that a service focused on God could contain all of those complex emotions and all of their tension that I mentioned a moment ago. He sincerely believed that death was not a final departure, but a new birth into God's promises. So this was one of the best memorial services that I've ever had the privilege of taking part in. Three reasons. Dennis was remembered well. We laughed and we cried. We worshiped God. Ash Wednesday commences our journey through the wilderness of Lent. These 40 days are intensive with self-denial, confession, prayer, and worship. We remember how the Hebrews became radically dependent on God's providence in their wilderness years. Manna fell from heaven and in daily rations for them. And we remember the trials of Jesus, too. For 40 days, the devil tempting him to renounce his faith in God. So in Lent, we similarly acknowledge our own dependence on God. And we express our faith in God as Jesus did by taking on additional spiritual practices. And Ash Wednesday, with the symbolism of the ashes and the words from the book of Genesis, remember that you were dust and to dust you shall return. Ash Wednesday commences the season of Lent with a contemplation of our own mortality. The ashes are a symbol of the grief and the hope contained in any good memorial service. They acknowledge our infirmity and invoke our faith in God. Dennis is one person who did us the favor of contemplating his death before he died. And the fact that he planned his own memorial service assured that we'd all have the chance to remember him well, to laugh and to cry, and to worship God in the wake of his loss. So, my Lenten practice, and a Lenten practice that I will invite all of you to, is a contemplation of our mortality. And a contemplation of our mortality in a very specific way. Many of you, I'm sure, have already done this. Many of you may not have, and perhaps would want to take this as an opportunity to. I'm going to plan my own memorial service in the season of Lent. I'm going to think about the hymns that I would want sung, the music I would want played. I'm going to think about the scripture that I would want read. And I've never thought much about what would happen to my own personal assets or to my body or where I would be buried, that sort of thing. So I'm going to think about those things too in the season of Lent. And I'm going to write it all down and I'm going to put it in a file in the church office. And in the event of my untimely death, I'm going to count on one of you to think of that file and to go get it before somebody does anything with me that I don't want to happen. And I'm going to invite you all to think about doing this too. I have a little list here. It's just a list of times and dates that I'm going to be available during the season of Lent to meet with any of you who want to take up this invitation to talk about your own memorial service. Tomorrow I'm doing this with Laird Kiefer. There's nothing wrong with Laird. Laird just wants to be prepared. I want to be prepared. And I hope that in making these plans, by contemplating my own mortality in this season that begins with dust and ashes, it might be possible for the people who remember me to do these three things. To remember me truly and well. To laugh and to cry. And to worship God. Amen.